Welcome to this custom deep dive. Today, our mission is exploring a quick reference busbar torque table to uncover why tightening a simple electrical bolt is actually this complex, high-stakes science.
Yeah, it's something a lot of people just don't realize.
Right. So, okay, let's unpack this. We assume bolts just need to be, you know, cranked down tight so things don't move. But busbars are entirely different.
Completely different. Structural torque like you'd use on a steel bridge is just a mechanical goal. You're trying to stop steel plates from slipping.
Okay, so if a regular mechanical torque chart is the wrong tool, what are we actually trying to achieve here?
Well, with busbar joints, you have an electrical goal. You're looking for stable contact pressure. And what's fascinating here is that once you hit about 30 newtons per square millimeter of pressure, extra torque buys you almost zero electrical improvement.
Wait, really? Zero?
Pretty much zero, yeah. You've already flattened out the microscopic peaks on the metal.
Oh, wow. So it's, I guess it's kind of like squeezing a sponge. Like, once it's fully compressed, squeezing harder doesn't do anything useful, right? It just breaks things.
Exactly. You're just stressing the system.
But wait, does over-torquing actually crush the copper? I mean, copper is pretty soft, right?
Well, no. That's a widespread myth, actually. Copper is quite strong and it rarely crushes.
What if it doesn't?
No. Instead, over-torquing yields and ruins the bolt. As the joint carries current, it heats up. And when it expands under that heat, a maxed out bolt just permanently stretches.
Oh, I see. So the bolt gets ruined, not the copper. And here's where it gets really interesting, because torque depends on the specific joint, right? Not just the thread size.
Oh, 100%. There are all these hidden variables. You have the bolt grade, obviously, but also the washer type. Like, bus bars use Belleville conical washers.
The curved ones, right?
Yeah, exactly. They store elastic energy to handle that thermal expansion we were just talking about. And then you have the material itself. Aluminum creeps over time, but copper doesn't. And, you know, even the thread condition matters.
Which is wild to me, because I read that just adding lubrication changes the nut factor so drastically that using dry thread torque on a lubricated bolt can just completely strip the threads.
Oh, yeah. The friction drops, so all your twisting force turns into pure clamp load. It'll just snap the bolt.
Just from a little grease. That is crazy.
Mm.
Given how sensitive these variables are, what happens when it all goes wrong in the field?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, you start to understand some real-world OEM quirks. Like, for example, ABB specifies 10 newton meters for an M10 busbar bolt.
Okay.
But they demand 40 newton meters for an earth connection on that exact same bolt.
Four times as much.
Right.
So what actually happens if you get this wrong?
Well, over-torque fails loudly and immediately, right? You strip the threads. But under-torque is a silent killer.
How so?
It causes thermal runaway. Low pressure increases the electrical resistance, which creates heat.
And heat causes oxidation.
Exactly, which creates even more resistance. It's a loop. This is why modern maintenance relies on thermal imaging rather than just blindly retorquing things.
Because retorquing could mess up a perfectly good connection.
Right. It can disturb healthy joints and break that seal.
Wow. Okay, so what does this all mean for you? It means precision and context beat raw strength, hands down. Always trust the manufacturer's specific torque value over generic charts.
Absolutely. And remember that quality starts with a cleanly punched hole, too. You need proper tooling, like PayaPress, so the metal actually mates perfectly.
Right. A burr would just ruin the whole connection.
Exactly.
Well, this has been incredibly eye-opening. I want to end with a final question for you to ponder. If our basic mechanical intuition, you know, to just lock it down tight, is this dangerous for electrical bus bars? What other everyday common sense instincts are secretly sabotaging the high-tech systems we rely on?